Journey to Another World in 1958, Planet Akkart, where Artur Blit was taken for many days and shown a planet quite similar to Earth. Having been through problems of the same kind as here, it was 7 o'clock in the evening. The long road and dark dirt road was becoming heavy. In one day on photo work of May 1958, Artur Blit, a truck driver of the inner city, Sarandi, Bristol, was going. But before he had completing the 18 kilometers that connected the town of Natalino, the county seat, he was faced with an intense light in the bushes by the roadside. Curious, he crossed the barbed wire fence and saw a round object, with about 30 feet in diameter. Stealthily, figures by and inside the object, under them a stream of bright light beam was causing him to lose consciousness. From there on, the family and friends of Arthur were 8 long days without any knowledge of what had happened to him. Travel. An extensive and detailed account of a journey to another planet gave rise to a flurry of speculation and even jokes in the northern region of the state. Arthur Wood had been abducted by more than a week, led by a spaceship to a planet called Akkart. From this experience was born the work From Utopia to Reality, Real Trip to Another Planet. In the manuscripts of 422 pages, written by pencil, Arthur describes historical and scientific facts that now have been discovered also here on Earth, over these 50 years. The story became known as Blit Case, and some of the leading UFO researchers worldwide investigated the matter. Especially W. Stevens regarding the English-speaking world. According to the manuscripts, remark, book to be found online in PDF here, and up reading here, Artur Blit ended up in this planet called Akkart, 62 million miles from Earth. In the book, Arthur regained consciousness in a bed, with people moving around him. Two men led him to the exit by a door, where he could observe the perplexing nature outside, as they were now on firm ground, in a strange place. I had the impression that I had lost half of my weight and at the same time that my shoulders had increased in volume, he wrote. He also says that, as he tried to communicate by different languages, and also a few words in German, one of the men understood the language, and so it came to be a communication between them. This man had been many times on Earth, and had then learned German, and so this man became his main contact on that planet. During the 8 days he spent on the planet, Arthur describes details on their supercrowded cities. The water as light as gas, the local transport by air, the weapons used by the inhabitants, as disintegrating weapons, and what they called solar neutralizers. On the return trip, unlike the way to Akkart, Arthur agreed to stay conscious most of the time. He claims he took a pill, like the one that other crew members did, and so slept in the zones of magnetic turbulence in space. The ship left the field, 5 miles from Sarandi. Arthur went home and took a week to sort the confused ideas and make sketches and notes on the trip. After writing by hand all the adventure from the days he lived on another planet, Artur Blit published the book, with a preface and epilogue of 2 important ufologists. 50 years later, the editor of From Utopia to Reality, Real Trip to Another Planet, can only be found in the National Library of Rio de Janeiro and the Municipal Libraries of São Paulo and Curitiba. There are still some copies belonging to the daughter of Arthur, Ana Blit, who still lives in Sarandi, who is a photographic studio, and is the main disseminator of the story of his father, who died in 1980. The case becomes known. In 1972, Arthur was invited by scholars of ufology to give a speech in Germany about his extraterrestrial experience. In May this year, the International UFO Museum, History and Science, during the National Week of Museums, together with IFAN, Institute for National Artistic Patrimony, would present an exhibition on the case Burl. Artur Blit, the cowboy who traveled to another planet, 50 years of history was an exhibition of documentary material. Photographs from the personal archives of Artur Blit, a roadmap drawn up with the chronological order of events, the original manuscripts, notebooks that totaling 422 pages, plus the camera, which, according to Arthur, was carried with to the planet Akkart. Reports such as Artur Blit's, has been studied for years by scientists and by the UFO community. NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, invests millions of dollars in research related to life on other planets. And the same question for centuries, produces numerous speculations: can life exist beyond Earth? For Alvaro Becker-Rose, who teaches physics classes at the University of Passo Fundo, scientists do not doubt that there really is life on other planets, but the big question is about intelligent life. There is no scientific evidence of intelligent beings living outside our planet, but science does not rule out this possibility. Cases like Arthur Blood are disruptive, according to Alvaro. This man came with a flood of information, saying that he had visited another planet, and today, in the eyes of science, we can see that so much of what he wrote has actually been discovered through the later years, for example, monocrystalline silicon, he says. He adds, Arthur Blitt was a very humble origin, semi-illiterate and would not be able to invent the events with great detail described in the book, had it not been perceived and experienced. Upreading on this book is online on galactic.no.